Flintlock Bones, The Scepter of the Pharaohs. Written and read by Derek Kielty.
Land ahoy!
I wake the next morning to Red booming in my ear. Do you have to shout? My head hurts. I sit up. Wait a minute, did you just say... Red tips me out of my hammock and I fall on the floor with a thud. We've arrived at the Isle of Tut. Come on. Forgetting about my headache, I scurry after her, up to the deck. The sun is just coming up behind three huge dark pyramids, silhouetted on the coastline. They rise into the sky, their points jabbing into the streaked clouds of orange and blue. A grey mist skirts each of the pyramids, and between them, the murky River Vile meanders down to the sea. I gasp. Whoa, they look even more awesome in real life. At the foot of the tallest pyramid, I can see a town of flat-roofed houses, dotted with palm trees. Welcome to the Isle of Tut and our next mission, says Red. Briggs is looking for you, so you best get a move on. I've got to go. We'll be dropping anchor soon. Oh, and you might want to keep out of Drudge's way. Suddenly, snippets of my action-packed first day at sea come rushing back to me. Don't worry, I plan to. See you later. There is a lot to be done before we drop anchor, and it seems like an age before the captain hollers.
Right, Hudson. You'll pick some men and head for town to pick up supplies for the ship. Briggs, Red, Drudger and Flynn, you'll come with me to the museum.
My heart sinks. It was too much to hope that Drudger would have been picked for the supply run. How am I supposed to keep out of his way now? We make our way along the dusty roads into town. The pyramids loom larger as we walk. It's not long before the museum comes into sight, a white stone building that looks as old as the pyramids themselves. As we enter, a woman hurries out of an office right next to the entrance.
Oh, thank goodness, Captain Watkins. You've come at last. I am Miss Wrinkley, the museum curator.
Miss Wrinkley, I quickly deduce, does not live up to her name. She is probably the most non-wrinkly person you can imagine. Her face is smoother than the Egyptian mask on the display entrance, and her skin is almost as golden. The captain shakes her hand.
Pleased to meet you, Miss Wrinkley. And don't worry, you've done the right thing in sending the parrot. You've now procured the services of a ship full of the cleverest pirate investigators you'll ever meet.